It's been a while. Welcome back to my podcast. I am hoping I will be more regular now that I feel like I've got my creative juices flowing again. And I've actually been overcoming a lot of blocks recently and going through some really, if you are on the awakening journey as I am, there is this thing called the dark night of the soul, and it is not a fun time at all. Google it if you want to understand it a bit better. But basically, this past week, I have been through a dark night of the soul. Earlier this year, or around Christmas time last year, actually, I went through one again. And it's just been a really weird, intense time. Like, transitions are never easy. And I think at the moment, I am definitely turning a leaf. And it's really interesting because I actually had a psychic reading done in January, and that is what came about. Like, I am turning a new leaf, starting a new chapter, and it's not easy because in that process of stepping into new, you have to let go of the old, right? And yeah, any kind of change, even if you want it, it's not easy. So I've kind of been, you can't create when you're in a state of stress or when you are in a state of pain or survival mode, right? It's a lot harder. So I have kind of surrendered to it and not tried to force myself as I usually would have. And yeah, I'm just kind of excited to see what is coming. There is a lot of expansion on the cards. And I will do my best to share it with anyone that wants to listen to me speak in this podcast. Hopefully sharing lessons along the way as well. I don't just want to talk about myself, obviously. But yeah, so I wanted to give an update. I am currently sitting in my new apartment, looking at the ocean from my couch, and I am so happy. I know, if you've listened to past episodes, you would know I was looking for a new apartment last year. I had a few staycations when we were in lockdown in a resort that was beachfront and had ocean views. And when I was there, I was just like, this is mine. This is what I want. Why would I not be able to get this kind of thing? And I think a big lesson actually I've learned even from this week, just talking to some of my clients, you have to be open to receive in different ways to what you ever thought possible. This is especially the case with money, right? And especially if you have a full-time job and you're getting a salary. If you want more, you have to be open to receiving more, not necessarily from your income, right? Like from your salary, full-time job. There are so many ways for money to flow into your life, but you have to be open to receiving. Otherwise, you're going to block it, right? Without you even realizing. And it's so crazy because I was actually blocking moving to this apartment. Even though I knew exactly what I wanted, I knew I could do it. I was blocking it though from one of my like deepest fears around safety. And it took working with another coach to actually identify that. And this is why I love having coaches, right? Like I always have, for years now, I've had a coach in fitness, and now I've got I call her my therapist, but she's more of a, I would say like energy healer, spiritual therapist kind of thing. Like, I don't know what to call her exactly, but she's not like, I was going to get a therapist last year, like in the traditional kind of go to the doctor, get a referral, see a therapist in a psychology clinic or whatever. But yeah, I just couldn't find one that I resonated with. And then I found my current coach online and really resonated with her, and she was the one that actually gave me the psychic reading, which is really crazy. And I just like I was like, I knew when I was having that reading that I was going to be working with her in the future. And my intuition is crazy strong. Like, if I know something, I just know it. Like, doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to. That is the point. Yeah, I just knew. And turns out she was the girl that I was going to be signing up to work with for 12 weeks initially. And now I've just signed up to work with her for another 12 weeks because that is her, like, container that she offers. And yeah, we've been digging deep into some long-held beliefs that are not serving me and fears holding me back. And yeah, she helped me uncover this block in terms of getting my apartment. So I, like, once I remove that block, and this is how easy it gets to be, right? This is quantum leaping. Like, if you have a desire and you want to get there, you can get there, but you have to believe it's possible. You have to be open to receiving inspired guidance and taking action towards it, even if it doesn't make sense. And for me, that was working with my other coach, Emma, right? She's the therapist coach. Then I've also got my fitness coach. Then I've also got a mentor. And, like, that is how invested I am into my own growth at the moment. Like, I love it. And the best part about having these coaches is they always see potential in me that I can't see myself. And yeah, so basically we got the apartment. I'm living in a resort as I wanted. I have an ocean view. It's not quite what I manifested in terms of I really wanted panoramic ocean views, but that is what we were working towards, right? And it's a stepping, like, it's a step in the right direction. And I say this a lot, I don't remember if I've said it on here, but it doesn't matter where you are right now. What matters is the trajectory of where you are going. And it's the same with fitness stuff, like weight loss or fat loss. It doesn't matter, the exact numbers don't matter, it's the trajectory of those numbers and the direction that they're heading, that's what matters, and the patterns, right? So yeah, once I removed that block, I cannot tell you how easily it happened. And last year I was applying for places, and where I am right now on the Gold Coast, the rental market is insane. It is so competitive because everyone is moving here from Melbourne, from Sydney, from Adelaide, I guess. But definitely Melbourne and Sydney. Like, people are moving out of the cities, moving to the Gold Coast, because Melbourne and Sydney went through the, like, hardest lockdowns in Australia. And Gold Coast had some lockdowns, but not for as long, not as frequent. And we kind of got out of the whole pandemic, really. And at the end of the day, it's such a lifestyle destination. Like, the beach is right there, kind of thing. And that is your life, really. The weather is always good. It's such a desirable place to live. And everyone has realized that. And now a lot more people can work from home. And so they're making the move up here. So the rental market is just, like, people are looking for months and months and months and, like, literally becoming homeless because they can't get a new rental. And then here we are, me. I'm single. I'm self-employed. And yeah, like, I'm looking for a rental. Like, oh, I don't have rental history either. That is the other key, right? Like, all the traditional real estate agents, they go by the book. I used to work in property management, so I had to go by the book as well. Like, you have to check the boxes if you are applying for a place for the landlord to even consider you, right? And it doesn't make sense how I was able to get this place. And last year I was getting rejected, right? And it sucked. And I was like, why is this? Like, I know if something is meant to be, it's meant to, like, there shouldn't be resistance, right? You shouldn't have to force something. And it can happen easily, right? And it did for me once I got rid of that block. And so, yeah, we managed to get this apartment without a proper rental history. I have rented in the past, but all my rental history is from, like, 10 years ago, right? Because when I moved to the Gold Coast, I pretty much, I lived in a resort again for 6 months. It's kind of common to do here, to be honest. But yeah, I lived in a resort for 6 months and then I bought my own place and I lived in that for 4 years. So my rental history is so old, it's not really relevant. So I didn't really have anything to put on my application. And again, like, I am single, self-employed. Like, landlords, real estate agents, they want that false sense of security, right? Because security doesn't exist. Even if you have a full-time job and a like good salary, and if you are in a relationship, if you're married, just say, and your partner also has a full-time job, like, second secure income, that looks really good on an application. And in the system, if you are in that system, then yeah, it's ideal, right? But it's false security. It's not actually real. You can lose your job anytime. Anyone can lose their job anytime. And yeah, so, but try explaining that on your application to a real estate agent. Like, you're not going to get like anywhere. So I don't know how I got it. Honestly, it doesn't make sense. And that's what I want you to like understand. It doesn't have to make sense. If it's meant for you, if you believe you can get it, if you don't have any blocks holding you back, then it's yours. And that's how easy it gets to be. So I'm really excited to keep playing with this quantum leaping. I've got a few more goals to hit this year in terms of doing that. And yeah, it's just, there are limitless possibilities. You have to stop holding yourself back though. And if you don't know what's holding yourself back, then get some help, right? And if you don't know how to lose fat, if you're stuck in your fitness journey, get some help. And that's the biggest, like, that's what has changed my life, getting external help at the end of the day. And I am someone that is very stubborn. I like to do things for myself. I'm super independent. I would much rather be able to say that I've done all of this myself and got here by myself, but that's just not true. I have had so much help. And once I started asking for help and investing in health and investing in myself, my whole life has changed. So if you're stuck and you want to get unstuck, that is what I would recommend. It's like literally the easiest and fastest way to get unstuck. So you always have choices, remember, as well. You can choose to figure it out yourself, even though you want things to happen faster, that's going to take longer, or you can get help. And yeah, so anyway, that is the update. We are here for 6 months. That is my lease. And then who knows what's next and who knows what this new chapter is bringing. I am super excited for all the potential. And that is the key as well, right? Like, you've got to stay in that state of feeling like it's yours, feeling like you have it, like you have that desire already. Be excited for it. Be excited for whatever you want. And that's what you'll get more of. Don't think about the what if this doesn't work, or what if it turns to shit, or what if I can't, or all of the what ifs that are negative. They're not going to serve you, and you're going to get more of that if that is what you are thinking about. So anyway, I am hoping to update you on my week on a weekly basis, but we will see how we go. We don't make plans anymore. That is what 2020 and the pandemic taught me. Like, no planning, just flowing. And that's actually something I'm working on anyway, just flowing a bit more and not being so stressed, I guess. I don't come across as a stressed person, and I'm not so stressed. I used to be a lot more stressed when I lived in Melbourne, and then I changed my environment and I become a lot more relaxed. But I still, yeah, I worry about unnecessary things at the end of the day. So anyway, that is all. I will speak to you in the next episode. Actually, one thing I forgot to say, and it's important. The apartment moving process happened so fast. I cannot even tell you. I literally inspected it on a Saturday, put my application in on a Saturday afternoon, got a call on Monday morning to say I got it. Like, that is how fast and easy it happened. And then I literally had the keys that week. Like, crazy. So that's what quantum leaping is, right? You literally level up pretty much in an instant to what you desire. So I'm excited to share more when I do it all again later this year. But for now, that is all.